Eat the World DXB returns to the UAE in February for its third year, bringing food trucks from London on a tour of the Emirates, culminating at Burj Park on the 23rd of February and coinciding with the start of the Dubai Food Festival. The trucks are on their way, and for the first time, street food from Singapore and the US will also be part of Eat the World. I've been sharing some of the stories behind the food, the ingredients, and the chefs will be here, including the Bell and Brisket. I caught up with Belle Shapiro at Pop Brixton, a cool and trendy food concept in London with over 30 street food stalls within a shipping container installation. And I began by asking Belle about her salt beef bagels and fries.
We've been going for about 6 years now, and Dan started off from doing street food out of a gazebo, and we've tried every little left, right and centre, from pub residencies to festivals to street markets to fixed permanent places like this. So we've kind of, there's no stone unturned in our world of street food.
It's quite a commitment because it's a great vibe, there's a great energy. I can feel the passion behind the food from the people. But we're undercover, but it's still quite chilly today.
It's,
I mean, there's a lot to deal with.
We've still got our canopy out because the rain still comes in. So it's still, we're almost there in terms of keeping dry. But yeah, it doesn't stop. It's a treadmill, but it's an excellent treadmill to be on.
Why is it? What do you love about it?
It's a bit addictive, and it's people based, and it's different every day. And it's the same with, I suppose, anybody running their own business. It's like, it's a challenge every single day, and you cannot get bored.
Yeah. So,
and you've got the freedom to create and change and change. Like I just said, you can change direction and go off and go into a pub residency for 6 months if you want to. So there's no kind of defined route that you have to take. That's kind of why I like it. I think it's a very personal voyage for me. It's like my own lifestyle works with this business. So I couldn't sit behind a desk 9 to 5 ever. So yeah, it works for me.
So the food. Tell me about the food. Salt beef bagels.
Well, when I set this up, I wanted to do something that had a real strong London heritage. And at the time, which is kind of just a street food, was starting to go a bit bonkers in London. There was nobody on the streets doing this traditional, very East End London style of food. And it's a shame that all those little salt beef bars have all kind of disappeared. They're starting to creep back again, but that trend had disappeared. The family shops had disappeared. So I wanted to kind of bring that back a bit, but in a totally different way. So what we do is yes, you can get a salt beef bagel with mustard and gherkin, but I call it pimped up. We've pimped up a very traditional product. We make all our own pickles, and we chuck a load of cheese on it, and we blowtorch it, so it's all a bit of theatre. So it's a bagel, but not as you know it.
I love that, and I think that London, it's the capital city, but it's a series of neighbourhoods. It's like lots of villages together, and it still is that, you know, although it's ever-changing and evolving, and it's incredibly diverse. But street food was always here, way back, and now you've got this contemporary way of, in a way, bringing back to life the streets, the markets that were maybe flagging some of them.
And there's that creativity within it. It's not just about the food. You can also give it a story, and you can give it a brand, and you can give it an image, and a history. And you can, so it's not just about creating really good food, which is obviously important, but you can back it up with all the branding and all that, which is I love all that bit. That's my background, is making things look great and fun and jokey and
well
written.
Yeah, exactly. All of it looks fantastic, and it looks really cool. And then, so what's your truck?
My truck is a converted horse trailer, which starts, if I leave it sitting in its parking bay for too long, it starts to look like Miss Havisham does catering. I have to decobweb it every time I bring it out. So hopefully in Dubai it'll be nice and it'll be covered in sand instead of cobwebs. Yeah, it's a shabby old trailer that I found on eBay for 500 quid. Tarted it up and so I got it converted inside, and it's got little red lampshades, and it's quite cute. It's very cute.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely going to stand out, isn't it? So where are you getting your product from? Where are you getting your meat from?
Our beef is, it's now, because we get through so much, I've outsourced it. So it gets brined for us in Northern Ireland. We use Hereford cattle, so it's all grass-fed, kind of ticks all those boxes. And it's cured with honey instead of sugar and seaweed instead of salt. So it's a healthier version of salt beef as you can get, I'd like to say, because it's got those kind of alternative ingredients.
So I'll have to connect you then with Riyad from Balkis Honey in Dubai.
Ah.
He loves his food, but he's got great honey. So
I pickle with honey quite a lot as well, because I'll just refer you over to my honey pickle parsnips over there.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful.
Yeah, so we pickle all our own veg that goes in. So mainly it's pickled cabbage. We've got these spicy hot roots, which is daikon and carrot and Scotch bonnet chilli. So they're really spicy. I'd like to do them out in Dubai, actually. Beetroot. So yeah, if you name it, we pickle it. Stick it in a sandwich with some salt beef and cheese on top.
Sounds fantastic. No, really, really good. So I see there the thyme and cranberry parsnips. Yeah. And great about street food is it's like you have one or two things and you just make that as good as you possibly can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got a very niche product. I know that, and it's in a way, as soon as you start to diversify, you sometimes dilute it a little bit, so I kind of, you have to haul it back in and go, no, this is street food. One thing really well, stick with it and make it the best it possibly can be. I'm not a chef. I've got no aspirations to be a chef, but I like this little brand, this product.
Is that your chef over there? What we got going on chef. Over there? Hello. What are you doing there? That looks interesting.
It's a hot smoked salmon bagel.
Ooh, nice.
So horseradish, rocket, and crispy capers, so deep fried capers.
So that's just due on Wednesday lunchtime?
Wednesday lunchtime, yeah. We've got, I brought the salmon one in. It's quite a popular one, actually, because, you know, obviously beef is quite specific. So we do a salmon one, we do a halloumi one for veggies as well, so we kind of tick all those other boxes. So we get people queuing up for our veggie sandwich, which is kind of weird at a salt beef bar, but you know, it shows
you get that saltiness, you get that,
it's exactly the right kind of, you know, I'm not a huge fan of halloumi, but it works. It's a perfect alternative to salt beef, I suppose.
Yeah.
In cheese form.
Yeah, so that'll work well in Dubai. You've not been to Dubai before, so
no.
What are you thinking? What are you expecting?
I'm prepared for my mind to be blown, actually. I have no idea what to expect at all, other than what, you know, because I know the others who went last couple of years, so other than their sort of gossip from what I've heard. I've got no expectation. I have no idea. It's just going to be a blast.
Next up, it's time to catch up with the boys from the other side who were in Dubai last year with Eat the World DXB with their hugely popular buttermilk fried chicken. They'll be back this year and they explain what makes the chicken so special at the other side.
There's a couple of steps to it. First of all, we brine it and then we buttermilk it and then we bread it. And when you brine the chicken, it makes the chicken a lot more tender, and the buttermilk as well helps with the crispy batter. So it's really, really juicy and crispy chicken, basically.
And today we're here at Hop Brixton.
We've been for 2 months. Yeah.
Same ambulance that's coming to Dubai as well. So
very cool. How did that come about then?
Well, I don't really know. We just literally looking on eBay for ages for a van, and then we were like, why not get an ambulance? And there was this old classic one up for sale, so we just bought it and then converted it, and that was it really. And it worked out. We just winged it, basically.
and you're cooking out of it?
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Fried chicken out of an ambulance, yeah.
Fried chicken out of an ambulance.
Saving people's lives with fried chicken.
So when did it all start for you?
It started last year in July. Yeah, so the company's 1 year and 4 months old, basically. Yeah, so we're fairly new.
Newbies.
Well, yeah, we're very new, yeah.
Yeah.
So explain to us, for people that don't know, what sort of street food culture is in London.
There's so many different types of cuisine and so many different...
All in one area as well. It's all very compact. Yeah. So you get a lot of cuisines just all compact into one area, which is amazing.
Really, really interesting stuff as well. Like a lot of people doing different sort of cuisines mixed together. Like, it's really interesting stuff. So multicultural. It's just a reflection, I think, of the way London is.
And so were you cooking before?
Yeah, I was a chef.
Where we met. We were both chefs, and we met in the kitchen one day. Then 4 years down the line, we contacted each other. We're like, do you want to set up a fried chicken business? And we're both like, yeah, let's do it.
Rest is history.
Yeah.
So I'm looking here at your menu today.
Yep.
So you've got the buffalo fried chicken, hot sauce, ranch sauce, lettuce, pickles,
yep,
honey butter, fried chicken, smoked honey.
Those two were both
honey butter.
They were both out in Dubai, those two.
Yeah,
the buffalo, they're our signature burgers, basically.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And this is where we smoke the butter for the honey butter.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Smoker.
So it's like
a unit.
Yeah, basically smoke it in here, whip it up together with the honey, and then smother it all over the chicken.
So lots of experimenting
there.
And I see you've got, which is a nice one as well, the apricot hot
sauce.
Yeah,
apricot hot sauce is really good.
Yeah.
It's nice and tangy, made with Scotch bonnets and apricot.
What are your dirty fries?
Dirty fries, basically they're fries with ranch sauce, parmesan and a little bit of hot sauce just to give that acidity.
Do you find that you can just keep your menu as is, or do you need to change it?
We change quite a lot, to be honest. Like, we just recently we've done a buttermilk pancake, and we've made it so it's a buttermilk pancake fried chicken burger. So instead of the bun, it's two pieces of pancake, which are like a bun.
With pickled blueberries, we're doing that for breakfast. Smoked honey bar.
Really interesting.
Really, really good.
Really good. Really good.
Sweet and salty, yeah.
Where else? Are you just at Popperixton?
Yeah, we were at Camden, but we're actually unfortunately leaving there at the moment. And then we just carry on doing the street food markets and the ambulance. Yeah. And this is our full-time home.
Yeah.
And who's coming to eat your chicken?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Yeah.
It's literally kicked off. We never thought we'd be this busy, really. Like,
yes, it's a really good mix then.
Yeah, they do say that Brixton is the home of fried chicken in London. So
you've got your Morley's, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Morley's.
Oh, well, it's good to see you guys.
Thank
and
it's
you. Great
yeah,
it's
to nice to see you again.
Thank you, and to pick up on the energy here, and it'll be good to see you in Dubai, bringing that energy
there. Yeah, get ready, definitely. Guys. Yeah,
get ready.
Yeah, we're ready for you.
You can see what's on the menu at the other side and the food stalls at Pop Brixton on the special features page at DubaiEye1038. Click on the special features page there and you'll find out more about Eat the World DXB. Up next, we find out how to make the perfect pizza dough.